Johnny Lazar, you had a question. Go ahead. Go ahead. Johnny Lazar.
Lazar.
Lazar. Yeah, stand up. Stand up and talk.
Rashi says that...
Who says?
Rashi.
Rashi.
Says that a person shouldn't go too much to the left, too much to the right. So does that
mean... Rashi is not the only one who says. The Rambam discusses it in Kazdeus. Palais Magel Tocha.
So does that mean that the extremists, yeah, are they also wrong?
Yeah, but you see, I don't know what whom you call an extremist. It all depends what the ends are, you know. It's not a mathematical meaning, you know. It's not a mathematical cemetery, you have a line. The line is 10 inches long. So the cemetery will be 5 inches away from this end of the letter. But this is a qualitative center, not a quantitative center. So the halacha determines what is the qualitative center in each meeting. It's a spending money, I'm going to explain. There are certain people who are very extravagant. They spend on everything. Give not only to poor people, rich people, anyone in society. And there are certain people who are stingy, caleb. They don't want to spend money on themselves either. So the qualitative center is to spend money on helping people. People need money. And also to spend on himself and his family and all the necessities. Not that if he's very wealthy, he should buy a Cadillac, you know, for each one of his sons. That will only cover up the children. And have all, and it will be conducive to all kinds of problems. Okay?
Guys, don't be shy. Come on. Yes. Ariel.
Ariel
Pencower.
Hanal follows that those in the generations closer to the given Torah are more knowledgeable than those farther away from the generation.
I'm very happy that you raised this question. There's more in Shabbos. It's around 15 days. So more says there, even of the shaming Malacha Shores on the Miyoti. If our ancestors are like angels, then we are like human beings. You know, shaming kibni odon onuk hamir. The loy hamir shall bring us the earth. But if the shaming our ancestors are human beings, not angels, so then we are like donkeys, and not like donkey of a prince of the earth. Because one home tells us that somebody once gave heaven to a Pinchas Ben Yoyah's donkey, and the donkey refused to eat the heaven. So but we are someone. So literally, this Gemara implies that the Chazal had his own. Out of shame to be conceived. Are the shaming angels? Mainly we are like human beings, ordinary, normal human beings. All the shaming are the other human beings. So then we are kahameli and not but like an average hamel. It's not the saga that there should be such a saga. But you know, many times here today, people, they criticize the older generation. The old man is considered by children, especially my grandchildren, my grandchildren, as sensing. So the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, it's true that when our ancestors spoke about their ancestors, they exaggerated. I'm sure that my father's attitude towards the time was exaggerated. But at least it was very beneficial, this exaggeration. So you have something to aspire. But if you say, ancestor, for human beings like us, and actually there were human beings like us, and they didn't know of all the technological inventions, they had no computer, so we are much smarter than them. So there is a tragedy. Yes, what's your name? David Noll.
Do
you believe in Shaitan, and what's your opinion?
What?
Do you believe in Shaitan?
You see, the Rambam in the Rivuchi, in the Pirsha Mishne, there is a Mishne, Misho Yitzio, he say, listing Ruacho, Shaitan Ruchas, or in Shaitan. So, and Morin Bocha says, also, before I mention Morin Bocha, the Mishnah in Mamadrid, in Amchabes Ameya, Iknei Shum Yisyore, Iknei Alistim, Iknei Ruacho, Svaram Kersha Mishnah in Shabbos says, Ruacho, Zema Shakir in the Lars, Malacholi and Melancholy, depression. So people are depressed, sometimes light is turned to them, become wild. So he can become so wild as he's shown, he can commit suicide, so it's not necessary. Something like that. It's mutter in the midst to extinguish the candle. And the nearly, so, Ruacho, of course, the Mole speaks a lot about Shady, Ruchas, and so on. But that's only Nakode. But in Aloha, I know only of three cases. One is in the Mishnah in the Arabic. Mishnah is Yisrael, listing of Wachol. And one is the Mishnah in Mamadiki. And Mother Samaria and Mishnah Shore, the listing of Wachol. And one is the Mishnah in Oenea, in Gittin. Misho will be a bear in the pit. And no one could see, from a peaceful crew get lift. Somebody heard it, they couldn't see. So, case. So, the Morris Kashi, in Eichu Shem Shedu. Shem Shedu. So, the Morris Kashi says, it, Yamin Sulimor Yeteres, the Chosolim Baburi, we saw in Shedu. Bomar Benison, the Chaydin, Yeshon Babue, the Chosroi Babue, Babue. So these are the three cases that in Aloch, where the Mishneh mentions Chaydin. In Agode, so we have so many, as in Shose and in Rochas, in the first period. So the Lord says that they are shaving, thousands of shaving, on the right side and on the left side. What does it mean? The germs, you can see, and merely says that any invisible destructive force is called charity. So the germs, but what's the pshat here? Now, when a person has mental problems, he has hallucinations. Goes to psychiatrists. How do psychiatrists feel about the psychiatrist asks the patient to lie down on the couch, and then he asks him, what do you see? So if the psychiatrist says that in the mind of the patient, of the person is relaxed on the couch, there is clarity, he is not seeing the result, then it knows that he's not very sick. He can be cured very short. But if he sees that the person, if the psychiatrist sees that the person has clarity, then he knows he's just an imagination for a moment. I know when I was a young boy and I walked in the dark in the street in Warsaw, I imagined that somebody saw me. It happens. But if it is very clear, then it's real. So this is what the Mora says. If he says that he saw the Babu, in other words, he has clarity. So it's a raya that it's not an imaginary person who called out peaceful in the peace, but it's a real thing. Yes. What?
You're allowed to what? Play ball? Play ball?
Well, it doesn't mean Rabbi where you show the ball of dance. It means in the courtyard where it has real mechitzes. So, it's okay, but it depends upon the age of the child. If the child is so young, he can go over the powerful, so then it's not there. But if it is the child can go over the powerful, and it is something interesting and stimulating, so it's not likely to be able to have a chance. Yes?
That's a Dove Mandel.
What?
Yeah,
that's right. Because it's not the clear of the
thing. Okay, so another question. Let's say you want to make a call over the microphone, the whole crowd. Will the crowd be
is there an echo?
No, I think just saying it over the microphone.
That's all right. That's only when it's not the original call. But if it's the original call, it doesn't make any difference. What is that? Listen, according to physics, when you sit next to me and I talk to you, it's not original call either, but it's two waves. But that's how being considered by the original.
Do you think you call Shofar?
What?
Do you think you hear Shofar itself from the microphone?
If it's an echo, but if it's the if you feel that it's the original call, even through the telephone, you know, sometimes are certain people, women in the circle, but my form says they shouldn't make a fool of themselves. Women shouldn't make a fool of themselves because they're the shikis, so shaming that notion on higher than Kiddush. Not Nabdol. According to the Rambam, Kiddush and Abdullah are the same thing. Because Zochaya see Mashabas the Kache, Kacheo the Kusose, and Kacheo see. But the other thing you say is that Kiddush is only the Chmisos. And because the heck is the Kiddush. Of course, everybody is made it that there is a halacha of making a dole it's Yossi. But without emotion, in the general rule is that in Seshe Shalzman Gome, so much not to us, but without a Kiddush, there is a heckish. The Shomer and Zoch, whoever is Musa, and Shomer, as Isam Lohe, is also Musa and Zoch. But in the Alkaf Dole, there is no Eggish. So merely the general thought that notion of tourists of the secessionist as Man Gome applies. Now, the question is raised by many again the one that form. Why do you want to say that the Nisha shouldn't make up to herself? He should create it by hearing it from others. After all, there are no paskins like on the tongue that if a Nisha wants to retire and needs the session of Rome to take a rule, and then she says, Shotsibon, Ramantam, she is not. How can she say? But there are more passions that she can say as she. So So why does my body say that authority depends on my father? Said that there is a difference between a bracha that is extraneous to the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah, let's say take a look. So the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah consists in taking a look and you sit in the Sukkah. So the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah consists in dwelling in the Sukkah. The bracha is extraneous. It's not part and parcel of the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah. So then, even though Noshim, coming from town, there's the way I'm going to pass. So, So it's not that they can say it's a bonum because men are in Suve. How could a woman say it's a bonum when she's not in Suve, but the man is in Suve? If a Nisha decides to eat in the Suke, so then she's in Suve to make a bonum. Mashe, Eikim Ba'adore, where the Ador itself is the Kiyoma Mitzvah of Bitsiyose, so maybe it's a bottle at all. Yes.
Yehuda Koenig.
Day here, it's night in Israel. And when it's It's not an easy realms, they hear. So the Torah says, by Erev and Beta. So it all depends. In our soil, the Erev came first, and then the Beta. But let's say in America, at the time that it was Erev, in America, in Israel, it was Beta. It was early in the morning. In Yisrael. So when he, in his explanation of the tower that the people made, so he said, why was there being why there being from sent so much the building of the tower for nothing wrong in building the skyscraper, what's wrong? So the answer is because they wanted the tower to symbolize one language, one political idea. In other words, it symbolized the concept of totalitarianism on a political level. So the invention is intimate because on a political level, so there shouldn't be any totalitarianism. Everybody should be different. Now, the question then she says, Vayikho, is there a Chumash Bereishis name?
Chumash Bereishis.
Just one second. Vayivor Elokim es Odom Bisalmi, Bitzalem Elokim Bolo Isi. So, in all the English translations, and I suppose that's true of all the other translations in other languages, so Tzalmi is written in his image, a capital H. So then there is a repetition. Vayivor Elokim es Odom Bisalmi, in his capital image, in God's image, he created it. There's a repetition. The Baruch Shat is, my Yivor Elokim is Odom Bitzalmi, the small age. Every person should be different. But all the differences, different images, have to be compounded within the framework of God's image. But in other words, it's okay. I suppose here, there are many boys, maybe now, none of you wears a hat, just youngers, any small younger. But as the high school progressed, there'll be a sophomore class, a junior, a senior, so you'll have all kinds of students. Let students with neat young kids, you have students with the black young kids, small black young kids, and your students with the biggest young kids, the way I'm wearing. And you have students with black heads and gray heads, all kinds of things. So it's all combined within the framework of talk. So here, the people decided build the tower that would symbolize there is one political element, one language, one policy. So that was the first totalitarian state preceded Solomon by 5,500 years. So that's why the famous white power. Mixed up languages. So that's for the progress of humanity. Yes.
Daniel Herschel.
With Yosef, when Reuben lost his Bechorite,
yeah,
it had gone to Yosef.
Yeah.
Yes. And so why was it given two things? If the Bechorite was lost, then why did it said only the firstborn of the father could get the Bechorites. So once Reuben lost
the tail thing raises that question. The tail thing raises this question. Of course, it was performed in Torah. So, but after all, the obvious one can't call it a miracle. So, here, there was an exceptional case. Because Yaakov didn't tell it that. Now, when Yaakov says in the Brachos, Rachim, the Melech Yisroel, his word, it's a Mori part, it is I now mean, he is to Esther, to be covered as Matthias Yonea. So I go in order to save his life. Also, so why did he not be saved that he couldn't accept a God? All the covered in there. The answer is, there is a medrash, a dark mention, and a person. In the case, there is a pale attack and comes also from the country, but there is a special thing. In the case, he don't blame his. All that is, that the same is for them, could perpetrate against Jews when they do true day. They'll get kapor. But the moment, if the same is for them, kill the Jew, because the Jew, sometimes, you know, the Jew is killed by the criminal because he wants to take his money. The Jew happens to be a clerk in the bank. But so, that's not a business why he's killed. But if you kill the Jew because the Jew will in the case, so if he says, the nation will not forgive Shaul, because Shaul committed a sin or blunder in the implication to mind. He's in an area where he showed that he's not all qualified to be a leader of the nation. Yes.
Don't say Petra.
What?
Einhard.
Einhard. Again, I don't know what you all say. You say for the cause. They always say that Einhard. In other words, if you see that a certain person looks at you in the mouth, then it digs in the heart of the special ongoing a hole, and it makes it fostering. Yes.
You get a test on Thursday, and the teacher is Jewish, and he's going to mark the test on Shabbos.
No,
is that your question?
No. You take a test, and you need to compare. How do you know? How do you know?
No problem, you can take your test. That's not an excuse, okay.
Yes.
I'll shut the table if you want.
Hasidic say that he is Mashiach and he doesn't deny it. So, Rish Panishan said, have a Bible to send this man. Somebody has to be Mashiach. So, why should Hasid, who considered Israel as the biggest person in the world, why should he be considered as Mashiach? Somebody has to be Mashiach. Mashiach is not going to come down from heaven. He looks like any other human. Yes. 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 Shabbos is before a composition. What? What?
What
do you do on Shabbos?
He puts a period at the end of the composition on Shabbos. He wants to know.
But
is that Makir B'Patish?
It's not the Isha Raisin because it's not too easy.
He wants to know, is that Makir B'Patish?
No, it's not.
That's the question?
No, it's not that. Makir B'Patish is the finishing time. But the other thing is just when I write it, I'm about to write it.
Shh.
I miss many periods.
And it's still good. Jeremy. Jeremy Kaplowitz. What's the? Is there a halacha that a person has to wear tzitzis outside?
I mean, coming to the Arikun Shiti is that it's Yodin. But today, it's not Shayaka Shayyodin. The days of Mani come here. So no one had the streets the tzitzis outside. So if somebody was not in the special library had the tzitzis out, it looked like Yodin. But today, children, fortunately, to have the tzitzis hour. I never had my tzitzis hour. And my children did not have my tzitzis hour. But all my grandchildren had the tzitzis hour. It's actually
tougher. Nisanel Haber. So, no, David asked the question already. We'll get back. You'll get the seconds after everyone had first. Go ahead.
I was learning that if you're playing ball, you're permitted to take off your tzitzis. Because
you're a
beged and they limit
your arm. So if you play, only have to think of
why
should you? If it's too small, comfortable, okay. But not that there's a field.
You don't have to. It sounds no chiyuv to do it. You can.
Right.
And if it gets schwitzed up and it...
That's right.
Okay. Stevie Frankel.
Why was his grandson hunting
if,
until Noah,
no one
was allowed to hunt animals?
Good question. Very good question. He failed in that one time. In 7 hours, he was a table, yeah.
Good question. Apparently
he just failed.
He failed. He wasn't supposed to, and he did it anyway. He's wrong.
Everybody fails sometimes. It's one of the things.
That itself was an avera. That itself was wrong.
You have to give
it. Very good. David Statman.
David Statman.
Statman.
Yes.
Why was the punishment what?
How was their punishment meet of negative
meet? Oh. The people that...
No, it's not the mission to be in the year. The Ashbocher meets out of meet of the year. That doesn't mean that every time is that way. That's one of the guidelines that the Ashbocher has. But the other guidelines too.
Doesn't have to be. Ellie Mansdorf.
Yes.
So Rashi says, So it was given to Avraham Avinu, and then it was allotted to Chotishir and Amashim, and it's completely governed its higher to its priceless. The only city in Israel that is good for us is Elat, but everything else is completely governed. Elat is not even completely inside. So that's from Elat. Then, from a political perspective, so who is the most competent person to express an opinion on a political level? Dr. Henry Kissinger. And he's not a Zionist. And he intermarried everything, his own rights. And Dr. Henry Kissinger made a statement that if Israel will give up 1 inch in their own heights, then it will be committing national suicide. So I voted, and then I signed it, and then he's leaving tonight for Israel. So it was fake to many people, and they gave their consent to sign the things, and they'll bring it to Israel, and then it will be put Jerusalem Post and the news. Yes.
Simcha Hirsch.
Tea? I drink from
tea?
Tea?
Not even too far.
Simcha Hirsch.
What? If you what?
Curse. Mikhail Lovin.
I will miss you. But the Rambam, the Rambam says, she mentality in her heart, caught me shakil as a Shabbos, when she equals a when she also saw a real population, any good advice is true. And come up in so on the board says, so it's not really the truth, how we have a board. The answer is, there is a field of Jude. What is the Mechayel of Jude? So the Rambam says, Mitzvesese, She Yoshu Vachilke, Mechatoye, Yisvalo, Mechatoye. So somebody needs not be there. He is Shemosh. So it's Mechuyel to do Jude and to get Kapot. Cotton, if it doesn't appear, it does not finish. But the mice are there, it's a mice out there. Well, I am just in the mice, in the sacrilege of life, you can't give credit to a cotton. But, cotton is a male, it's in the presence of my sister. So the male, Ramos says, cotton shall fill us a shabbos, or ye could sell it, even if we want to shoot it here. Because it doesn't finish a wash, but if he wants kapore, then there's a
Leif Givon. Leif. Leif.
He wanted to see God. Or let me not in his prayer. Vayena Rabbi Abel from Tubia of Panacho, Kerosi Mishim and Mishim of Panacho, Vichamisi Esharach, Vichamti Esharach, Vayena Vishukha Luis Esparoi, Tubia Rami Rodum Bachor, Vayena Rabbi Shem, Nimoki Miti Vishab Tzulatsu, Vayena Rabbi Kreini, Vishamti Rabbi Chasatsu, Vishakei Sirchati Olech Adolf, as race is capi, the reasons are here for the reasons. So the opportunity says, reasons are here means that if one, if you look at the Ashkoch, you try to understand the purpose of all the things that are done by Ashkoch, it's in the Halakas, whom by Srishan, by Shemi, by Sasla, it's also Halakas. Like the Halakas that took place in the end of the 30s and the beginning of the 40s, the Halakas. Hundreds of thousands of Jews were killed by the Crusades. You can't understand. As long as Kodesh is figured, passing through the sense of time, you cannot understand. But when you look at it retrospectively, at the end of the days, after the Hashbach has figuratively passed through the sense of time, then you can understand the purpose. Now, the Messiah says, Peel Shamir, in the Nehom, Yom, he says, Peel Yom. Say it, say it, or what is that? So the reason is, how is it that in respect to evil, he uses the plural? In respect to good, he uses the same. So, the Yirmiyah should say, the P.A.A. either, the P.A.A. is saying, say, or what is that? It is. Or the P.A.A. is saying, say, or rather, it is. So the Messiah says, there are two kinds of evil. There are two kinds of good. There is physical evil. Physical evil, that's sickness, starvation, poverty, frustration. That's physical evil. And then there is ethical evil, which is still become violent. And there are two kinds of good. There is physical prosperity, success, affluence, power. And then there is ethical, the mitzvahs, chesed. So, the Rebbein, as far as evil is concerned, the Rebbein Shom is not a Christian. When a person becomes sick, he dies. The tuberculosis, not cancer, it's not the Rebbein Shom is a Christian. That this person should die of tuberculosis, of cancer. But Ashaboro, Elohim Vasis, so the Chizkuni says that when the Rebbeinu, the Chizkuni ended up in a symbol, what's it, Chat Vasis, Ashaboro, Elohim. The answer is that when the Rebbeinu created the world, when he created the human being, he didn't create the world in a fully created state. There are many destructive forces within the universe, within nature. If you mix it all the head and you want so it caused so much damage and even deaths and casualties. But the Rebbeinu Shom does not have to decree physically. All the Rebbeinu Shom has to do is figuratively to be omniscient for one moment, and then all the destructive forces in the world, all the human organism, come to the foreground and they do their job. But if a person is not higher, then the things from Nagashtok will not be seen for one moment. So that's why you couldn't say at all, why should we need to know the chair? After all, punished, if I don't deserve a certain punishment for my life. No, if I don't deserve a certain punishment, then for my life. But if I do deserve it, then that's God will free you. For one moment, you will see a last and then it will happen. So we have to work with our Hatara. Yes.
Dusty Brandon.
Why is honey kosher if a bee is not a kosher
insect? Why is honey kosher if a bee is not a kosher insect?
One time says the reason why you're allowed to eat honey is because the honey does not come from the bee itself. Now, as the bee extracts it from the flowers, and then, as a chemist, a natural chemist, instinctively, the bee changes it in time. Another time says, it's a kosher. Actually, it should be awesome. But there is a passage. One is allowed to eat honey. As a matter of fact, there are two things. The wash of other insects, nothing, is muta. One day it's muta. Why? Because it's not part of the bee itself. The bee only worked it as a chemist, so it's muta. The other thing is it's osaka, because the apostle has reference only to dvash. Very not to dvash yet. So what Avase, Dusha Achasli, that Avase holds its own vision. By every young man, for Avase Mabun, the Tobel Hab, used to make a door. The night after the first day, the night of the second day. So that means that he didn't consider it Dusha Rechte. Because if he considered Dusha Rechte, why should he have known it? The second day is only an extension of the first day. The Gemara says, Rav Asa spook him aside. Beloved, how come we come where we are? Omar Abzeire, Kavos, and Rav Asa, and Islam. To eat the Yadinom between the other. Now we are Mikadish of the Cheshmi. So we know what's the Cheshmi, that's the Jewish calendar, you know. Echot Moed, Echot Choseh, except Cheshmet, Cheshmet, and Kislev. So then it depends according to certain form. Sometimes both Cheshmet and Kislev vary. So it's a Shonom Veil. And sometimes Cheshmet and Kislev are Chaserim. So it's a Shonom Chaserim. And sometimes Cheshmet and Choseh and Kislev and Moed. So it's a Shonom Kisito. Shonom Kisito. So that don't pray ye omar abai kabosi de rab nishtar itnan bovisheno oi mashin mashuiz he used to kindle torches in order to communicate which day of the Arabian month was declared as the first of the incoming month. So when they kindle the torches and the night of Lamadab. So in other words, in one city, he used to kindle the torches on the top of the mountains and out of the fire. And then, city they saw, the Torah used to do the same thing. So the other city came. And in other words, it was like a blaze of fire throughout all the Jewish communities in those days. And she killed the Luachus. Now Rashi says, but the Shaino came to kill the Luachus to ensure him as he is. So he called the Achilles. Like, Laomisom, Ubrace Shono, Forest, Ubueno, Yin, Kogne, and Murius, Hatrain, Rafaji, Esquias, So the Kusim used to kill the tortoise in order to receive the Jews. His king was here, Shluka Beisi, to send out Shluka to communicate them. So certain people were able to reach. So Shluka would say, Nisi. So if it was Malach of Tesfogiei, if we were able to know. The distant communities in the Afus Warrens, whom it took more than 15 days, to travel. So then they didn't know. So the Kareem observed only one day on Teh, and the Rafay came 2 days young. They had the money to look at Madonna Khadim, the Ashley, and the Mikhail, the Alpha. My time I didn't pray, but now they do. Today at the Chadoshim of the Chayim, of the Chadmol of Chosra, so why we observe today, we should be so committed. He saw me, Nina Visech, Birech, Zinim, Midazra, Mauch, and Zero, the also we call them. Itma, stay on the table, so before we mark the more discussed, the deen in regard to other deen. Now we are discussing the deen of Shnei Yom Deen Shavuot Shalom. Shnei Yom Deen Shavuot Shalom. Rabbi Shnei Yom Deen Shavuot Shalom. Deen de Bozei Asura Bozei. The human. Bohi Sheino Hoi Mekabit Ides Achilles Kovayim. In other words, suppose the alien came, and at the end of the day, every minute, when he said to the Bisavah, we saw the one, so originally, so the only Kaddish, the third day of the outgoing month, is the first of the incoming month. Pamachas nishtawain mohe. One time, they used to come before the Akrobe of the Tomish of Nabai. So usually, the Akrobe of Tomish of Nabai, they knew already whether it was they had to do Vim, have to sing the Shia Shofei, or the Shia Shal Kesh. If I was a daily being dropped before Kabila, so then they